Now to Australia, where bushfires have been raging for days. My BBC colleague Shaima Halil joins us from New South Wales. You landed there Wednesday evening, your time. Tell us what you're seeing.
I'm in Coffs Harbour. It is a coastal town in New South Wales, just north of Sydney. And the first flight that we tried to get on was cancelled because of the thick smoke. And when you looked out, it was just this grey blanket, and it just hits you the minute you get out of the plane. It fills your airways, and you could see that the smoke has just rested there after days of the fires. So we went to a rural area called Nanna Glen. And when you speak to people, some of them are just still in shock. They didn't have the words to describe what they came back to, and some didn't even come back to their homes yet.
I was going to ask, have people evacuated, and what about fatalities?
We know that up until now, there are 4 people dead, and the material damage is colossal. So in New South Wales alone, 1 million hectares of land has been completely scorched. 300 homes have been destroyed. And when we spoke to people, we went up to a farm area, and it was almost surreal because on one side, you see this completely blackened ground. And then on the other side, there's still green grass and a farmhouse that's intact. And it just shows you how random the wind travels. That's the crux of how dangerous this is. You've got wind that just carries it through, and it almost skips through areas. That's why they're so hard to control.
The weather conditions you were just talking about, Shaima, high winds, hot temperatures, and then a pretty serious ongoing drought. I mean, we heard on Tuesday how that was really amplifying the fires. How are the conditions now? Any change at all?
The wind has settled quite a bit in the area where I am and in New South Wales in general. Temperatures have gone down. Mind you, that doesn't mean that the danger is over. You know, I was speaking to a firefighter yesterday, a fire chief in the local fire brigade, and he said, look, until we get rain, this is just going to keep happening. Until we get rain, this is our new reality.
In the background of all of this is this larger political debate in Australia about the role that climate change is playing in making these fires more frequent and more intense. We heard some pretty extraordinary comments on Australian radio a few days ago from Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormick.
We've had fires in Australia since time began. And what people need now is a little bit of sympathy, understanding, and real assistance. They need help. They need shelter. They don't need the ravings of some pure, enlightened, and woke capital city greenies at this time.
Australia's Deputy Prime Minister dissing environmentalists there. Shaima Halil in New South Wales, lay out for us this debate on climate change in Australia.
It's one of the most, if not the most, contentious and divisive issues in Australia at the moment. Remember, Australia is a country, is a place that has thrived on fossil fuels. It has a huge coal mining industry. It is almost like the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, as one politician has put it. And so this is really the bread and butter of the country. This is the big resource that's contributed to this huge economic boom. And so for people in power, for the government, they say, well, we're not going to give this up. We're not going to write a blank check with our resources and move on to renewable energy. And that was what was interesting here, is that in this extraordinary time of bushfires, they just wouldn't be drawn on that debate. The Prime Minister time and time again was asked about that, and he said, I'm not going to answer any questions about that. I'm more concerned about families and people. And of course, that's a valid point. But people are saying, and scientists are saying, if we're not going to have that conversation now, when are we going to have it?
The BBC's Shaima Halil in the smoke of the bushfires in New South Wales. Thank you very much.
Great to be with you, Marco.